Hi, this is a dictation for patient Robert Edwards, R-O-B-E-R-T, E-D-W-A-R-D-S. Date of birth is 9/29/1952. Date of accident is 2/28/2021. The patient was sent by Dr. Rodnick, who is the chiropractor, for a re-evaluation of the gentleman for not improving well. The patient essentially was a victim of an automobile accident that was hit and run on February 28, 2021. The impact caused chief complaint of lower back pain and pain in the left leg and hip as the essential thing. These symptoms have continued all these years. The patient, in addition, is found to have a TB of the spine, cystitis, where he was passing blood and has an exterior urinary bag. He was also found to have a cancer of the appendix, which spread to the colon. He had a POTS disease, P-O-T-T-S, POTS disease, and also fracture of L4. His case is not concluded yet, and he reported that symptoms are affecting his ADL and they are present several times a day. The details of the accident are as provided to us as follows. The patient reported that on February 28, 2021, at around 10:30 a.m., he was traveling as a front passenger and he was restrained, and his wife was Sharon, who was the driver, and she's doing okay. She suffered from pain in the lower back, neck pain, rotator cuff tear of the right shoulder, underwent physical therapy, various epidural injections with Dr. Eden. The two-year treatment lasted, and in case he settled and is doing okay. They were traveling in a Ford Escape at 7 Mile and Lodge. The patient reported that there was a red light at 7 Mile. They stopped, and they were rear-ended at more than 60 miles an hour by an unknown car. And then it was hit and run. The damage to the car was to the back of the car. There is a $15,000 repair that was repaired for the back of the trunk, bumper, and exhaust. Airbag did not deploy. And the patient was wearing seatbelts. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient report that initially he remembers hitting his knees to the dashboard. There was no direct head trauma, no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. There was no bleeding, laceration or fractures. No other details he can remember. He denies any headaches. He denies any symptoms of TBI. For example, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, confusion, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, none of them. No vision problem, no other issues are reported. The patient has moderate difficulty in walking due to the pain in the leg. On the right leg. And incontinence of the bowel and urine are not related to the current accident. It is there for his medical issues. Numbness and tingling is reported for the left leg anteriorly, below the by the shin, below the knee, and anxiety is reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is reporting that he is suffering from a constant pain in the lower back, which is from 3 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, come and go. And then he also has some pain in the left hip or left buttock, which is not bothering him at the time of this visit. But it was there last time, 1 week ago. He reports of some pain in the left calf and left shin along with numbness and tingling, which is constant. There are no aggravating factors, no relieving factors. These pains are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, hot burning, aching. And they vary from 1 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there are 6. ADLs are affected 6. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and bending and improved by sitting medications. So far he has had various x-rays, MRI, CT scan, EMGs. Some of them are provided to us. He's got a tube in the kidneys and has urine in an exterior pouch that he has to empty. Numbness, tingling only in the right leg is reported. No leg weakness is reported. No muscle weakness. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had more than 100 visits to the chiropractor and no laser treatment has been provided, but he had shockwave therapy manipulation and with moderate relief. He also reports of physical therapy 100 visits with aquatic solutions. He has had 3 epidurals with Dr. Redden. He has not had any spinal cord stimulation device, no surgeries. He has been seen at the Northland Radiology also for 3 times. Last one was 1 year ago, but nothing has helped. Please review the record for system review. And past surgical history, cancer of appendix on 8-8-2017, spread to the colon, and pacemaker implant in 8-6-2017. Bladder cystitis, interstitial cystitis at Henry Ford Hospital, colon resection, Henry Ford Hospital, all are in 2017. Chemotherapy was provided times 12. In 2017 and 18. Currently he pees in a urinary bag and there is a nephrostomy tube since 2025. Allergies, none. Family history, the patient report that his mother is deceased due to natural causes, father is deceased due to heart attack, 2 brothers and they are also deceased, unknown reason. 1 sister has a colon cancer. Relationship status, patient lives with his wife. Employment status, patient used to work at machine set up and babysit a machine. And now he's retired, he's not on disability. Michael Fortner is the attorney. Personal history, he does not drink, does not smoke, and he used the weed heroin 30 years ago. Often on weed. Please review the ADLs from the records and diagnosis from the records. Physical examination. The patient is a 73-year-old African-American male. Height is 5'9", and the weight is 202 pounds. He is sitting comfortably. Operative, oriented, alert, conscious, and is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath is identified. The patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is walking with a cane, with a little limp. Other than that, no major crisis. Rest of the exam will come from the template. I have not examined his scar, but he has a abdominal wall scar 12 inches for previous surgeries. And a scar for the renal, right renal area in his flank. Psychiatric exam, normal, neurological, normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeleton. Inspection palpation is from the template. Joint tenderness, bilateral SI joints are found to be slightly tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm none. Hypertonicity 0. Range of cervical spine, forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, and hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. They're all negative. In cervical spine, Hoffman signs, Perling sign, Lermit test, dissection test, Sotal test are all negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is 30 degrees, and cross leg or contralateral leg rest test is positive. Prudensky Kernick test negative, Kregar test negative, Kemp test negative, Kresinski sign is negative. SI joints are mildly tender bilaterally with positive Faber test, Gonsalves test, but negative distraction test, negative iliocompression test, negative standing flexion test. Extremities examination is essentially unremarkable. All normal, please use the template. Diagnosis from the diagnosis sheet. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. Well, the patient, this is his first visit and he has been injured 4 years ago, and there is a tremendous amount of records that are expected to come and have not. At this time, the patient is being provided. Well, I have the CT scan of the cervical spine, which shows multiple degenerative disc disease, and right C3, C4 neural foramina narrowing, secondary to degenerative osteoarthritic changes, degenerative osteoarthritic changes at C1, C2. No acute fractures are noticed. CT scan of thoracic spine shows mild degree of degenerative osteoarthritic changes of thoracic spine. A nodular density in the right lung apex is noticed, which could be from a scar or some old issues, and is being referred to primary care doctor. CT scan of the lumbar spine reveals the following. There is a irregular compression of fracture deformity of the inferior end plate of L4, severe narrowing of the bilateral neural foramina L4, L5, symmetrical disc bulging at T12, L1, and L3, L4. EMG was also done, and the report was that there is a bilateral L5 S1 radiculopathy with mild to moderate active irritation or denervation. Patient is provided with the following medications. Today, Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pains. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Is provided with a compounding cream, and the Norco 7.5325 one pill a day for 15 days is provided. Physical therapy is ordered once a week, and patient is released to light duty job 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit. The patient has all the other medications that he takes, which are aspirin, Lexapro, and Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O for blood pressure, Pravacol, P-R-A-V-A-C-H-O-L for cholesterol, Carvedilol, C-A-R-V-E-D-I-L-O-L, 12.5 milligram for heart. He takes Inspra, I-N-S-P-R-A, 25 milligram, Ventolin, HFA for breathing. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedure, patient may benefit from future injection to facet joint, medial branch blocks, and possibly few more epidural injections to the lumbar region, maybe SI joint injections. MRIs have been reviewed just now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, none. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. Patient cannot get an MRI done as he has got some metal inside. DME, patient already has availed of all the DMEs. And education, yes. And revisit in 15 days. Thank you.